Hey, this is John Gruden, Super Bowl 37 champion, listening to the Jim Bob Show. Come join me.
We went ahead and made a commitment to the Bears and ponied up and got the suite. It's been a big disappointment.
Well, you're a hard guy to please. Don't forget that. You're a hard guy to please.
Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome. Oh,
and
that's
then,
it.
How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, you love that one, huh?
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always fallen in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know.
We are back. It is the weekend. It is the Jim Bob Show. Game day edition heard here and on great stations all around the country. So many places. All around the country, hope springs eternal with America's pastime. We think of it as, you know, obviously the NFL, but Major League Baseball has its time to shine, and everybody is not 10 games out of first yet, right? The season started. Jim Bob, talk a little bit about that. You know, we mentioned it in the last segment. Baseball is something, you loved it, you succeeded in it, you hit many home runs.
I tell you what, is that, like I said, you were asking me in the previous segment what the memories were. So I was probably in fifth or sixth grade, I can't remember, but my mother was still alive, and we go to the Little League baseball field, and I had just kind of discovered the girls were cute, and, you know, I mean, I had this girlfriend named Tracy, and she was just as athletic as I was, and she had this long brunette hair, and she's a cute sixth grader, and we were in love. I mean, we were going to get married. and so I get up to bat, and my mom is this Little League mom that everybody knows. And she's like, she's going, come on, Jimmy. Come on, Jim Bob. Hit a home run for Tracy. And I heard it, and then the pitch goes, bam, I knock it. And, you know, of course, in Little League, most of the home runs were inside the park home runs because I was fast. But anyhow, so I get a home run. And so next up to bat, she pulls the same thing, you know, knock it, hit it, you know. So 5 home runs in one game.
Wow.
And she was like, you know, she was so proud. And I mean, I can tell you this is that, you know, I was kind of feeling pretty proud of myself too. But your mother, when she's yelling and she keeps using the same line, come on, hit a home run for Tracy and boink, you know. And then, of course, everybody's like going, wow. I mean, what's, you know, I think everybody thought I was going to play professional baseball after that game.
Well, that's why you and Tracy, because of the potential that was out there, the 5 home runs, I think you drew up a prenup between you and Tracy, you know, just to protect yourself for those future earnings.
100%. Exactly. I mean, we were a little premature in that. I mean, I honestly, when I will tell you, people go, you know, hey, did everything work out for you like you thought it would, you know, in your career? And I go, no. I mean, you know, literally from 7th or 8th grade on, I thought I was going to play professional basketball and play for, you know, like the New York Knicks or something. I really did think that at 14, 15, 16, all the way up until I was 18 and I was involved in my first college practice for basketball at Coffeyville Junior College. We had a nationally ranked junior college team, and we were good. We had several guys that went on and played Division I and pros. And, you know, I thought I was a pretty good player, 1A basketball player in Kansas. And I went up to take my typical jump shot, and 5'8" Terry Dillard had about a 42-inch vertical jump, and he blocked it and punched the ball back in my face and broke my nose on the very first shot attempt of my career in college basketball. Right then and there, Dane, was when I decided I should take up and be more focused on professional football goals than maybe professional basketball.
Right. One door closes, another one opens. That's the way it goes. And as the baseball season starts, of course, your own success in 5th and 6th grade and the impressive display of skills and home runs that Tracy witnessed. And you mentioned they were probably like in the park ones. Were these like, you know, pretty deep fly balls, and then the kid who was supposed to catch it, it bounced off his head, and then they're all scrambling around, falling down, and then they throw it to two different people? Or were these like actual legitimate home runs?
Well, like, I don't know if you know this, but in one day in Major League Baseball, Bo Jackson hit 3 home runs for the Kansas City Royals. And on that same day, Deion Sanders hit an inside the park home run. And Bo Jackson dove for the ball and missed it. Mine were probably more prestigious over their heads versus any diving attempts or bouncing off their heads. I mean, let's go. Hey, listen, back then in sixth grade, chicks dug the long ball. And so I swung for power, bro. You know, my OPS back then was probably close to 1,000.
It's so many different sporting experience to get it. And you get in there. Not everybody can be on the field or on the court for all of it, but everybody can win with Wanna Parlay, the world's richest parlay. And as baseball season starts, and so many Wanna fans are getting in on the March Madness thing, they're playing the basketball, of course, NFL football, super successful. People love to do it. The parlay side, Jim Bob, for Wanna, I know a lot of baseball on there. What are your tips if you want to get off on the right track season-wise with Wanna Parlay and their favorite baseball team?
Well, I mean, the parlays, Wanna Parlay is having a tremendous March Madness, and we're moving into the full baseball season. By the way, I want to quickly segue. Are you going to go with me to the Chicago Cubs home opener on Friday, April 4th? We're doing the Kelly Chase Pac cancer deal in St. Louis on the night of the 4th, and I've got to be there for some events previous on the 3rd, so I was going to fly back and go to the home opener with Shelly Oates and Brett Hull. By the way, speaking of, you know, this last couple days, I was out at Michael Jordan's at the Grove at Hope Sound, and I had Shelly Oates, Gretzky was there, Brett Hull was there, Daryl was there, myself. And, you know, boy, Daryl Ray and I put it to those hockey guys. I will just tell you, we gave them a beating. And it almost like on the ice beating. I mean, those guys were it seemed like they were bloodied and bruised when they left the course.
Well, you pull their shirt up over their head or whatever. But traditionally, and for the listeners that may not be aware of this, hockey players are usually pretty good golfers. I think those guys are typically pretty good. That's impressive.
Well, Holy's very good. I mean, he's great. He's one of the smoothest swings, and so, and Chris hits the ball a long way, and Chris, his son Jake, was with us as well. We had a great time, and shout out to George Kohler, Michael Jordan's good buddy and friend, and George does, you know, so much for Michael, and he's always involved. This was a charity event. We donated a lot of money to the NHL Alumni Association in their fight against cancer, and so we had a really great time. I wanted to do a shout out to Chris, and thanks George and Brett and everybody for showing up and being a part of that. And I really did want to make a sincere thank you for that. And, you know, like I said, Kelly right now is involved in his own fight against cancer, and Godspeed to him, my man, and we love him, and a lot of listeners will recognize that name, Kelly Chase, because, you know, he played over there at Peoria for a long time before he came up to the majors, and so heck of a guy, heck of a player.
El Bandito Yankee going to be a big part of the Puck Cancer event. We'll have links up at this station for that so people can get information about that, and of course, El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of Game Day. And Jim Bob, as we let you go, give information for Wanna Parlay. People are going to download, they're going to go to the iTunes store, go to the App Store, download Wanna Parlay, and then they can go ahead and a deposit match of up to $250, and then you're off to the races. What is it about Wanna Parlay that is different and better? People see commercials, they see all sorts of ads, hear things about all these different ways to get involved and sort of wager on things. Wanna Parlay is different.
Well, it's the most electric daily fantasy sports game that we have in Illinois. I mean, for $2, I mean, you could win a couple million bucks. I mean, so I don't know where else you get that. But no, we're having some exciting tournaments. It's me building a parlay of my thoughts are who's going to win versus who you think is going to win. And, you know, involved with player props. And so, you know, it's for not a lot of money, you can have a lot of excitement with Wanna Parlay. And, you know, we're setting records every day in regards to new players coming in. And We're giving out just hundreds of thousands of dollars weekly in game prizes. Nobody, you know, has yet to come forward and claim that $2 million or that $10 million prize that we're building up for later. But everybody's having a lot of fun, and we've got a lot of winners in Illinois especially. I'm surprised, you know, because we're in 33 states around the country, and so many of our winners actually come from the state of Illinois. I'm actually a little bit shocked by that.
Well, you have a big presence in Illinois, and obviously it is the center of so much, and a lot of people there, big sports fans in all of those towns as well, a lot of great sports and iconic teams. Everybody gets involved here. We'll have links here at this station and everywhere for Wanna Parlay, and of course, always win with the undefeated flavor of El Bandito Yankee Tequila. And Jim Bob, keep it here. It's the Jim Bob Show, Game Day Edition.